15, Alabama's Government. Chapter Preview, Terms. Bill, Veto, Criminal Court, Trial, Jury, Civil Court, County Seat, Municipal, Revenue, Assessment, Motto, Maritime. We are a nation that lives under the rule of law. This means that our system tries to protect the rights of citizens from misuse of government power. People must have rules to live together fairly and safely. The rules that people agree to obey are made into laws. The three main purposes of government are 1. To make and enforce laws. 2. To provide services that people need. And 3. To protect the rights and safety of its citizens. In this chapter, we will look at the role of government in Alabama. We have learned to share in our communities by paying for things with our tax money. Taxes pay for government services such as roads to drive on, fire and police protection, and education. We are citizens of Alabama. As citizens, we have rights. We also have responsibilities to play our part in making our state a great place to live and work. Chapter 15, Section 1, The Levels of Government. As you read, look for the levels of government, the three branches of government, which branch makes the laws, terms, bill, veto, criminal court, trial, jury, civil court, county seat, municipal. There are four levels of government in our country: federal, state, county, and city. All of these governments work together for the health, education, safety, and well-being of their citizens. Federal government, Washington, D.C. The offices of the United States or federal government are in Washington, D.C. In Chapter 3, you read about the Constitution of the United States. You will remember that it defines three branches of government. The legislative branch is Congress, which makes the laws. The U.S. Congress is made up of the Senate and the House of Representatives. The President of the United States is head of the executive branch. The executive branch sees that the laws of the land are carried out. The judicial branch rules on the meaning of the laws. The courts are the judicial branch. The U.S. Supreme Court is the highest court in the nation. Elected officials, the U.S. senators and U.S. representatives from Alabama and other states, work in the U.S. Capitol. The president works in the White House. The U.S. Supreme Court is in the Supreme Court building in Washington, D.C. State government, Montgomery. Alabama's first constitution was covered in Chapter 6. Today, our state government is organized under the Constitution of 1901. It is based on the U.S. Constitution. It tells just how the government will work. Our state government, like the federal government, has three branches: executive, legislative, and judicial. Alabama state government offices are in the state's capital, Montgomery. The governor works in the state capitol. Our state senators and representatives work in the state house. The Alabama Supreme Court also works in Montgomery in the Alabama Judicial Center. These places of work are public buildings and they belong to all citizens. Executive branch. The governor is the elected head of the executive branch. The governor signs bills into laws after the legislature passes them. If the governor dies while in office, the lieutenant governor replaces him or her. The governor and the lieutenant governor are elected at the same time to 4-year terms. According to the Constitution, a governor can only serve 2 terms in a row. Then the governor can be re-elected if he or she waits at least 4 years. There are other elected officials in the executive branch. They include the Secretary of State, the Attorney General, the Treasurer, the Auditor, and the Commissioner of Agriculture and Industries. These officials do not make the laws. Their jobs are to make sure that the laws are carried out. They also work to make sure that the business of the state runs smoothly. Legislative branch. The legislative branch is also made up of elected people called legislators. These men and women are the senators and representatives of the legislature. Each senator and representative is elected from a district. There are 35 Senate districts and 105 representative districts in Alabama. The legislature creates new laws and makes changes to existing laws. A member of either house, the Senate or the House of Representatives, may suggest a new law. The legislators study the suggested law, which is called a bill. They find out how the people of their districts feel about the bill. Then, after discussing it, both houses of the legislature vote separately on the bill. This is called representative government. If both houses pass a bill, it still needs the governor's signature to make it law. If the governor signs the bill, it then becomes a law. The governor may veto, say no to, the bill. The legislature may vote again on the vetoed bill. If the bill passes again, it becomes a law. That process is called overriding the veto of the governor. Then everyone in the state must obey the new law. If the legislature does not override the veto, the bill fails. Senators and representatives serve 4-year terms. There is no limit to the number of terms they may serve. The legislature holds regular work sessions each year in Montgomery in the State House. If needed, the governor may call special sessions. Judicial branch. The judicial branch is made up of the state courts. There are criminal and civil courts. If a person is charged with a crime, that person will go to a criminal court. There, judges, attorneys, and others try to find out if a person has broken the law. If the answer is possibly, then the person goes to trial. A trial is a legal process where the facts are studied. At the trial, attorneys on both sides interview the witnesses. A jury is a group of citizens chosen to attend the trial. They listen carefully to all of the witnesses. The jury then decides if the person is guilty or innocent. People on a jury promise to make fair rulings on legal cases. It is a citizen's responsibility to serve on a jury if called. When you are an adult, you may be called to serve on a jury. The court system also rules on disputes between people. This court is called civil court. A person may feel wronged by another person. For instance, one person may believe that another person owes him or her money. The person owed the money can take the case to court. The court decides which person is right. If money is owed, the court orders it to be paid. The highest court in Alabama is the state Supreme Court. Its 8 associate justices and 1 chief justice are elected to 6-year terms. Below the Supreme Court are the courts of civil appeals and the courts of criminal appeals. Judges in these courts are also elected to 6-year terms. Circuit courts, district courts, probate courts, and city courts are the 3rd level of state courts. Whether judges are elected or appointed depends on the court. County government, county seat. Our 67 counties also have governments. County offices are usually in the county courthouse. The county seat is the town or city where the courthouse is located. Some courthouses are old and historic, while others are more modern. But in all courthouses, the business of the people of the county is handled. This means it is where the county's citizens buy a car tag and register to vote. Citizens may get a building permit or pay their taxes at the courthouse. It is also where the county lawmakers meet. The county sheriff's office is sometimes in the courthouse. If the sheriff catches someone breaking the law, that person may pay a fine or go to court. The courthouse also has courtrooms where trials are held. Municipal government. Cities and towns have governments too. These are called municipal governments. You may live in a city or town with a mayor, executive, and city council, legislative. These officers of the local government usually work in the city hall. The police chief may have an office in the city hall. The city courts, judicial, may have a courtroom there as well. Think it through. 1. List each level of government and its location. 2. What are the 3 branches of government? 3. Which level of government has the mayor as the head of the executive branch? 4.